Good morning to you. This is Brother John again. And we have just got news of a very close friend of ours that suddenly lost his daughter to a seizure and suffocation just a couple of days ago. And no doubt it reminds us that life is very short. If she was 19 or 20 years old, never been married, will never have children, will never see grandchildren, will never enjoy life to its fullest, as we say in America. Her history is done. The death angel has came for her, and we all sit and wonder why. We all question and try to search for answers and make sense of all the hurt and the loss and the emotions that are like a roller coaster. And we see that James chapter 4 speaks of this. And he says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." You know, and James is very plain here. And he tells us that life is just a vapor. You know, if you can imagine a brisk, cold morning below freezing, and you see these cars, and these cold cars are trying to heat up, and the exhaust shoots forth a vapor. And the vapor at the point of the exhaust pipe is very, very plain, easy to see. But just shortly after it leaves that, it disappears. It's consumed by the sky, its surroundings, and never more to be seen. It's like a match that has fire, and as you blow the fire out, smoke smolders and again vanishes to nothing. And this is what your life is, friend. Your life is just as a vapor. It appears for a little time. For some of us, we may get 70 years. Some may more. Some 50 or 40 or 30. Some 18 or 19. And some even just a few days. But regardless of what our time is on this earth, it is indeed just a vapor. Death makes no mistakes. God is in control of life and death. And when it's your time, will you be ready? You see, this young lady, she had no chance of saying I'm sorry, no chance of fixing rights, no chance of blessing mother or father or siblings, no chance of anything. She went to bed that night, no doubt with a full schedule the next day. Friends to see, people to talk to, places to go, only to find herself to be awakened in eternity. You know, none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. We may lay our head down upon the bed tonight and never to awaken. We may step out and get in our vehicle, never to leave the vehicle. Life is indeed just a vapor. It's here for a little time, and then it's gone. So what would you do if you only had a day to live? What would you pray? What would you read? What would you study? Who would you exhort? Who would you warn? Who would you ask forgiveness? Who would you bless? Who would you encourage? Who would you repent to? What would be your motivation and your goals for that day? Would you just go to work like you always have and work real hard and act as if it's just another day? I think not. So I pray today that as you go about your day or as you think of tomorrow, realize that tomorrow may never be here. May the Lord Jesus bless your day. God bless you.